Ishem she nisuchay b'kedusha. The same way the nisuch, the pouring of the yain, is done on the mizbeach and makam kedusha. Kach srei fosa b'kedusha. The same way the burning of this wine, like after it gelled up after years, they burnt it, and they burnt the b'kedusha also in the azara. Nor my mashma, where's the raya from this pasuk? Ravina asya kodesh kodesh. Learn out the gzera shava from the words kodesh kodesh. So Dashin says Kodeshu by Sreifa, and it says Kodesh by Hasech Nesech. So just like the Nisuch is done on the Mizbech and Mokam Kedushim, Hu Adin, the Sreifa is also done the Mokam Kodesh. Wherever you have to burn it, has to be burned the Mokam Kodesh. Tomorrow says Kiman Ozlo. Who's a goal like this that we learned? Hod Tanan. Nisochim betchila moilam behen. Nisochim, the one at the beginning, there's Nisamila. Since you're Makdash, it has Kedusha on it. There's Nisamila on it right now. Moilam behen. Yardu l'shisin, after you poured the Nisach HaYayin and it went down to the Shisin to the time, is ain moilam behen. There's no more Mila on it anymore. Because it's Poshit Nasim, it's Sosan. You don't need it anymore. It has no more Kedusha on it. So where it says, Lema Reb Yelezer Reb Tzadiki. It goes according to Reb Yelezer Reb Tzadik. Di Rabbon, because if it goes according to Rabbon Shito, Ha Nachte Luhu Le Tohim. They hold it goes down to the Tohim. So if Azoi, so you don't need a Chiddush to say, there's no more Miller on it. Like if the yain goes down to the Tohim, to the underground, you can never get to it anymore. So Pshitla might not come in with Isamil, not Isamil. You can never get to it. It's not the Gehla Maisa. So, according to Blessed Rebbe said it, the hold that doesn't go all the way down, then it's Magaya. But if you come up with that wine has no Mila. So, Gemara says, no, Afilu Teimer Rabbon, even if one says it goes according to Rabbon and Shita, Hatei B'di Iklut. We're talking about a case with Drashi Imtola Kli, B'Toy Chashisim B'Kibbel. Let's say someone was making the Nisach HaYayin, and you put a Kli, a cup, to catch the wine when it was coming, going down through the Shisim. So, that's enough to mean that if you catch the wine, you should know there's no more Issa Mila. Even though, like, you can catch it, and it's Magayla Maisa, still it has no Isamila. Tomorrow says, Vika the army, some say, Leime Rabbonin hi, Valeri Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik. Those according to Rabbonin Shita, not like Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik. Why? Di Reb Lezer, because according to Reb Lezer, Akati B'Dushasayu Kaimi, it's still B'Dusha. In other words, since it has to go down to the Shisin, Faket, it still has Kedusha on it. See, if so, why taka this? There should be Miller on it. Like he says, the Amri, Sarfa Naisa Bekdusha, Amma Bekdusha Sosi Aleyan Midaboy Sreifa. Since he holds, you have to burn it, but Makam Kaddish, Mashma still has Kedusha on it. That's why you have to burn it. So according to Rav Lezer Reb Tzadik, they should have Nisimila. So Gemara says no. Afilu Teima Rav Lezer. There's no such thing that you already did its mitzvah with it, and you have mila. So about here, you already you did the maisa, the nisach hayayin, you makayim the mitzvah. Therefore, there'll be no issa mila anymore. Even though you're still a mitzvah later to burn it, but it's already called, like Rashi says, v'nisuchai hu ikir mitzvosay. That's the most important part of the mitzvah. So since you already did the most important part of the mitzvah, that's called nasa mitzvosay, now there's no more miller on it anymore. Omer Resh Lakish, bizman shemanaschim yain agabi mizbeach. When you used to make the nisach of the yain on the mizbeach, poikikin es hashisin. They used to stop up, like clog up the shisin. Learn that the wine should not drip straight down. Lekayim mashinema to bekayim, what the pasuk says, ba'kodesh hasech nesach sheichol Hashem. Trashi poikin es hashisin, es nekev shebroshim mizbeach, used to clog up the hole on top of the mizbeach. Shinasachim yod debol hashisin. Shiyiru hayayin olov kigoren, it should molly, it should look like the wine is full, like it should be overflowing of wine. It says, Losh v'demora, my mashm, how do we know it from this pasuk? Amar Rav Papa says, sheicher. It says the word sheicher means losh and shesia, like drinking, loshen sviya, being satisfied, loshen sichris of Rashi's v'simcha v'nisacha, like being happy, being shikah, like having a lot of it. So there also should be a lot of wine on top. You should see the wine, that's where you're supposed to have it. So therefore you're supposed to clog up the holes, but there should be a lot of wine there. Now, Omar Papa, Shema Amina, from here we see, Ki Sova Inish, Chamro, when a person like drinks wine and becomes satisfied with wine, Migroina Sova. You know when you're satisfied? What goes into your throat? Shadrashi, Aide Shashaisa, Beglimos Gasi, if you take big sips, big gulps of wine, that makes you satisfied. The Gurin Molihu must be, if you have a full throat, that satisfies you. Veloy Aide Shasiya Maruba. And not a lot of drinking, a little bit that goes into your stomach. That doesn't satisfy you with wine. What satisfies you with the wine is if you take big gulps, drink it down with big gulps. Gemara says, Amar Rava, Tzumim Rabbonin Deloy Nefish Alechamra, a young Talmud Chochem that doesn't have too much wine to drink, so you want to like get your money's worth and be satisfied with it, is ligma gemuyi. Let him take big gulps of it, so the big gulps will satisfy you. Rava, the Gemara says, akosa de brichosa agme gemuyi. When he used to like make brichas alozen over a kaiser yain, he used to gallow it down, drink a lot of it. Also derech kovet. Dorish Rava, my dichsir, what does the pasuk say? Ma yofo fa mayich, how nice it is your steps. Banolim bas nodiv. Of the banolim with the shoes of bas nodiv, that means ma'yofu pamoseim shal yisrael b'shor shaylon the regal. How nice are the footsteps of klai yisrael when they're going up on the regal zayin. Bas nodiv, that means the daughter like of the princesses bita shal avrom avinu. Shenikra nadiv shenem nadiv yanim nesofu. I'm elokei avrom. Elokei avrom fret gemar v'lo elokei yitzchak v'yakov. Only the father of avrom and not of yitzchak v'yakov. Elo lekei Avram shoyetchilo legerim. He was the first one to be megaya gerim. That's why it's called here lekei Avraham. And the way Rashi says, Nodiv means shenodvo liboy lahakim is boyroi. He was the first one to be makar kodesh baruch hu. And chilas legerim benidvas libol is gayer. He was the first one to be megayer of people. Moses Vaita. Tono devei rabbonin. My dichsib. What does the pasuk say? Chamuke yirechayich. That like the thighs should be rounded. It means lama nimshlo divrei Torah kiyerech. Why is the Torah daima to a yerech to a thigh? Loim loch to teach you. Ma yerech, the same way a thigh b'seiser is hidden, you don't see it. Av divrei Torah b'seiser. The same way divrei Torah has also done things hiddenness. We'll soon see what that means. But about snub it's nius. Fahainu di yomri avlod. Dil javlaza said. Ma yerech, what does the pasuk say? Higid lucho odom. Tell the person ma toiv what's good. Ma Hashem darsh imoch. What does Hashem want from you? Kiyim asoyis mishpat. Hashem wants us to do mishpat. We'll soon see what that means to do din. V'yavas chesed, to do kindness to one another. V'yatznos leches im alakechem. And to do things b'tznias with modesty in doing avodas Hashem. Asoyis mishpat, that means zeh din. Do things the din Torah the way you're supposed to. V'yavas chesed zug milas chasodim. Do kindness to one another. Do things with modesty. That means even when you spend money to take care of a kfuros of a mace, like Rashi says, even if he's an oni and you want to spend a lot of money to help him out, do it bitznius. Not everybody should know about it. The same thing, to spend money for achnosas kala, do it bitznius. He also actually says, when you go to the chuppah and you eat and you drink and you're happy there, do it with modesty. Don't drink and eat too much. Don't be too besimcha, kalas rosh. Do things but snort leches. The Gemara says, "V'aloy dvorim kalvachoyim." There's a kalvachoyim here. Well, ma dvorim shadakan lasoysim fahesia. Ma dvorim things that's a derech, do it openly. Omra Torah still the Torah says. Hatsno leches, do things with bitznius, modesty, is dvorim shadakan asoysim bitzino. Things that you are supposed to do bitzina privately. Alachas kama v'kama, doing bitzina. Do it bitznius. And Omer Rav Leza, Godol ho'eset tztoka yoysim mikol ha'karbonis. If you do tztoka, that's more important than all the karbonis. Shinema the Pasuk says, Asay tztoka u'mishpat. Nivchar la'ashem mizevach. That doing tzedakah mishpat is more choiceable to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, more than a zevach, more than karbonis. The Yom Rav Leza, G'dolah gemilas chasodim yoseh min tzedakah. Gemilas chasodim is even greater than doing tzedakah. Shenema the pasuk says, Zara lechem tzedakah v'kitzru lefi chesed. That means you plant like tzedakah and you cut off like chesed. That means to say, in modem zareya, somebody plants a seed, sofik oichel, sofik ein oichel. It's doubtful if you'll be able to eat, yes or no. Odem kaitzeb, or somebody cuts it down, cuts off the tfu already, the wheat that's grown already, vade oichel, for sure you'll eat it. It's the same thing here also. Like, for sure, if you cut down, like the chesed, that's better. I mean, the gemilas chasadim is greater than tzedakah. The yomer yablazah, ein tzedakah mishtalemes elu levichesed shebo. How do we measure how great a tzedakah is? According to how much chesed, how much kindness you did. So Rashi says that means, hanesinehi hatzedakah. So giving the money, that's taket tzedakah. You gave money to an oni. How much bother you went through to give it, and how nicely you gave it, that's hachesed. Did you take it to the Yoni's house? How much you helped them along, not just on giving the money. How much help did you give him? That's also called lefi chesed shavoy. That's how tzedakah is counted. Shenam the pasuk says, "Zaru lechem tzedakah v'kitzru lefi chesed." Tan rabbanim, v'shloisha dvarim gedolah gemilas chasodim yesem min tzedakah. In three ways, gemilas chasodim, doing kindness, is greater than tzedakah. Tzedakah b'mamoneh. Tzedakah is only with money. Gemilas chasodim b'megufim b'mamoneh. Gemilas chasodim is both with yiguf and with yimamin. Tzedakah is laniyim. Is giving money to laniyim. Gemilas chasodim is bein laniyim bein leashirim. Whether a poor person, whether a rich person, you could do gemilas chasodim. Tzedakah lechayim, giving money, tzedakah is only if the person's alive. Gemilas chasodim bein lechayim bein lemeisim. You could do gemilas chasodim, do kindness even to meisim. B'shas tekfur, b'shas levay, b'shas tehefsid, the hefsid. If you do nice things, that's called gemilas chasodim even to a meis. V'yomer Reb Lezer, koloi set tzedakah mishpat. Whoever does tzedakah and mishpat is kilo mila kololam kule chesed. As if you fill the whole world up with chesed. Shinema the pasuk says, Oye tzedakah mishpat, chesed Hashem molei oretz. Hashem fills up the whole world with chesed. Shem atem, maybe you'd say, kol habo likvois koifetz. That whoever wants to come and do the mitzvah of chesed of tzedakah, they could just go ahead and do it. Like Rashi says, Shem kol habo likvois. For last place, tzedakah v'chesed koifetz, so they could jump. Oma speaking, Oma seeing loy anoshi begonim. Is it be so easy that you wanted the tzedakah? Hashem would make it that a nice pearl person will come in front of you and they'll be able to give it to him. The kach tamboloy, but therefore the pasuk says, Yokor. That means sorach lost his leiv l'teich lidraf achrehom. The fishenam mitzuya tamed lischois bolu begonim. It's not so easy always to be zeicha to give tzedakah to the right poor person. So you have to work in order to be able to give it to the right person. Talmudim, the pasuk says, "My yoker has to cholakim." Means not so easy. You have to be yoker, the different type of tzedakas. Yochel, I would have thought after Yirei Shemayim came, the same thing applies to Yirei Shemayim would be the same halacha. Talmudim, the chesed Hashem yelam v'yadolam ayireiv. The Kodesh Baruch Hu has his chesed to the Yireiim all the time. In other words, Yirei Hashem, him, it's easy for him to do the mitzvah. Someone that's Yirei Hashem, Hashem likes you, so for him will make it easy, you'll be able to do the mitzvah tzedakah at the right time, like Hashem will make it that by you, punkt and oni, a chashav oni will come, and you'll be able to mekayim the mitzvah. Omer Rav Chisda, Bar Papa, kol adam sheyesh alav chen, whether has chen upon him, is be a doer, you should know, shu Yirei Shemayim. It's a sign that he's a Yirei Shemayim. If he has grace, people like him, he's a Yirei Shemayim. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Chesed Hashem Yelam V'Yad Olam Al Yireiv. The Chesed of Hashem, the Chutzah Chesed, is Chayin, is upon the Yirei Hashem. The Yomer Reb Lozer, my dear sir, what does the pasuk say? Piha Pascha B'Chochma. Open your mouth with Chochma V'Soyras Chesed Al Shoina, and you should have Chesed doing kindness on your tongue. For the Gemara V'Chiyesh Torah Shachesed, V'Yesh Torah Shoina Shachesed. If you have a type of a Torah that's done with Chesed and a Torah that's not Shachesed, not with kindness, El the Gemara means like this. Torah lishma, if you learn Torah lishma, zuhi Torah shachesed. Shalai lishma, zuhi Torah shein shachesed. That's called Torah, not shachesed. Ika the army, some say, Torah lalamda, zuhi Torah shachesed. If you're learning Torah in order to teach other people, that's called the Torah shachesed. Shalai lalamda, you're not learning to teach other people, zuhi Torah shein shachesed. That's not called the Torah shel chesed. Because Torah shachesed means you learn, and agav, you also teach other people also. The same way they made the nisach of yayin on the choyl, the same thing they did on Shabbos also. For the Gemara of Yamai, Leisim b'Mekudeshes. They said that they used to fetch the water on Friday, and the Kli was not a Kli Sharis. So for the Gemara, why not? What's wrong? Why can't you use a Kli Sharis now also? And the Havamina is, it doesn't have any Kedusha, the water, so there wouldn't be any Psulina. So Marian says, Amazirik Sover Ein Shir Lamayim. There's not an exact measurement of water, how much you have to have. Another thing, even though you did not have maybe intentions that the klisharis should be mekadesh the water, because you don't want the water to become possible overnight, but that was the problem in the Mishnah. We can't fetch the water in a klisharis Friday and leave it overnight because it has a psulina. So now the Gemara wants to move forward, but maybe put it in the klisharis and have in mind that the klisharis should not be mekadesh it. It should not be mekadesh the water, so there shouldn't be any psulina. That would say, no, that we hold the klisharis is mekadesh even if you don't want it to. And secondly, there's no shear exactly how much water you have to have. Because if there would be a shear exact measurement, then we would say if you put too much or too little, the kli cannot be mekadeshit. Like the kli would only be mekadesh the exact shear, the exact amount. But now the question is, like, since there's no amount, so whatever you have could get kedusha. So therefore we say, you're not allowed to fill it up in a kli shall kli sharis, in order that the water should not have a psulina on it. For that Gemara. Because if you would bring it in a klisharis,